Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. 2 days ago, we met trumpeter and composer Wodatta Leo Smith, whose mammoth piece, 10 Freedom Summers, was a finalist for this year's Pulitzer Prize in Music. Now we get to meet the winner. 2 weeks ago, Caroline Shaw became the youngest person ever to win the Pulitzer Prize, and she did it for this piece. It's called Partita, winning blend of singing, avant-garde vocal effects, and spoken text. Caroline Shaw, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me.
Let me ask you first, first of all, congratulations. But the piece, Partita, I mean, that's a name that sort of resonates with classical music listeners who think of Baroque music and Bach and those suites of sort of courtly dances that he did. Is that what you were thinking of when you wrote it?
Yes, definitely. I grew up playing all the Bach partitas for solo violin.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, when I first moved to New York, I spent a lot of time playing for dance classes around the city. Just became very tied to dance structures and forms and rhythms in that way. So some of Partita is my revisiting those moments of playing for dance classes.
Mm. So there's an allemande, as you know, as there are in most of the Bach suites. You know, there are allemandes and courants and sarabandes, and you have all of those in your piece as well. But here in America, allemande can mean something else, right?
That's right. It's usually pronounced allemande, right? With a little twang. I'm from North Carolina. Allemande.
Uh-huh.
And I think the pronunciation, and we can say it however we want to, but it's a square dance term, and there are actually a lot of square dance terms that happen in the beginning of allemande. You know, swing your partner round and round through, cut the diamond, allemande left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those are actual calls. Those are instructions
calls
to the dancers as they're doing.
I bought a book a couple of years ago of old book of square dance calls.
Uh-huh.
Kind of obsessed with it.
Did you grow up with any of that?
I didn't. I grew up in eastern North Carolina. A lot of the dancing like that happens in the West, but I've always loved it.
Hmm. There's also a kind of you're part of this vocal group, Room Full of Teeth, for whom this piece was written, and the eight of you can sing just about anything. But there's a kind of rough-hewn quality, almost like Southern shape note singing in parts of this piece.
Yeah, I definitely tried to open our mouths and throats in that particular way. So in the beginning of allemande, it's very much a shape note, reminiscent of shape note singing.
Uh-huh. All right. Let's hear how it works out in the Pulitzer Prize-winning piece by my guest Caroline Shaw. This is the allemande section from her piece Partita.
Vertically
cut the diamond,
allemande
left.
The wall is
yellow,
bordered and divided
red,
into four equal parts.
A red diagonal line from the lower left
square,
corner
red
to
horizontal
the
line.
Center, 12 lines from the midpoint of each of the sides.
That is the vocal octet known as Room Full of Teeth, from their debut album, also called Room Full of Teeth. Caroline Shaw is one of the eight singers and the one who wrote this piece called Allemande, part of a suite called Partita, which really, Caroline, just means suite, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And the piece won this year's Pulitzer Prize in Music for Caroline Shaw, who's with me on Soundcheck. Okay, so there's that kind of open-throated singing that can be associated with various folk traditions, square dancing here in the States. But then there's the tuning thing.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of phrases, there are these odd little twists and skirls in the music. How do you notate? What are we hearing there, first of all?
It's really just a chord that kind of bends out of shape very slightly and comes right back, which is a sound that I love. And we had been talking about a certain kind of tuning that they do in Georgian singing, Soviet Georgia.
Republic of Georgia, yeah.
That's right. So I took that and kind of abstracted it and said, what if we take this one chord and then just shift it a little bit slightly? Mm-hmm. So you guys go down, you guys go up.
So a lot of these quote-unquote avant-garde vocal effects have actually been around for centuries in other traditions.
That's right.
Yeah. But then there's your use of text. I mean, there's the Allemande text, the square dance call.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are these other texts that appear in the piece, both in Allemande and in the Passacaglia that we began with. They have a vaguely kind of architectural, talking about bisecting walls and stuff like that. Where do those texts come from?
Those texts come from Solowitz Wall Drawing 305, which is on the first floor in Massmoka.
Museum of Contemporary Art. Right?
That's right. And that's where we had spent our summer residencies, where all these pieces were written. And Solowitz, of course, a really interesting conceptual artist, where he makes beautiful, brilliant paintings on the wall, but only with directions. So he gives the directions and someone else executes the painting. So you can actually make a Solowitz painting in your bathroom if you'd like to.
Uh-huh.
So I love how he, all these different directions somehow come together and congeal into this brilliant, bright painting that you can't really describe.
Mm. Those are spoken, not sung.
That's right.
Through the course of the piece. What is their purpose? Is there an architectural purpose to weaving those texts in among the sung sounds?
In an abstract, kind of elusive way, not in an explicit way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the use of the voice singing, speaking, and also breathing. There are moments in the score where you actually write in the score, audible inhale, things like that.
That's right. We had been talking about breath and textured breath in the context of working with two Inuit throat singers from northern Quebec, Evie Mark and Akanisi Sivaropik, and they are...
Easy for you to say.
I'm not sure if I said it right, but...
So Inuit throat singing, this is a woman's tradition.
That's right.
Traditionally up there in the Arctic Circle. And it's two women who face each other in close quarters and they kind of sing into each other's mouths, right?
That's right. It's essentially a hocket.
Hocket being like a jigsaw puzzle. You do note one, I'll do note two, you do note three, I do note four, etc.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's also a game, too, so you can change. One person is a leader and one person is a follower, so you can change what pattern you're playing with. But one of the things we talked about is you can't just breathe out as you normally would, but you put a texture of the breath in your throat. But I just loved this bed of sound and used it for the beginning of Courant.
And a Courant back in Bach's day, this would have been one of the more rhythmic dances, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, usually in sort of plays between 6-8 and 3-4.
Mm-hmm.
And also originally I loved the idea that it originally means running, corrente.
Mm-hmm. This is the piece Courant from Caroline Shaw, part of her Pulitzer Prize winning piece called Partita, sung by Room Full of Teeth.
Oh.
some of the breathless sounds of the Courant from my guest Caroline Shaw, the composer and vocalist and violinist, although obviously with this band, Room Full of Teeth, everything's done with voices. That's kind of the point of the band. So the rhythmic breathing, there's some overtone and even kind of like Tibetan-style undertone effects. In this piece, Courant, which is part of the suite known as Partita, which won for Caroline Shaw this year's Pulitzer Prize in Music. Were you surprised?
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, you've been on the New York music scene for a number of years now, but I think most people knew you as a singer and a violinist.
I think so.
Now, with like your... was this your first major recorded piece?
Yes.
And it won a Pulitzer. So what do you do for an encore?
Take some time to make more music with my friends, figure it out.
Your friends being Room Full of Teeth, among others.
Among others.
The album Room Full of Teeth has the complete Partita, the four-movement suite by Caroline Shaw. And the band The Knights, the string orchestra, will be playing in June at Central Park Bandshell on June 25th. They'll be doing your arrangement of a Stockhausen work from his Zodiac series.
This is last year a group of friends commissioned 12 composers to take each of the Zodiac melodies, and I took Leo because I'm a Leo. August-born baby.
Mm-hmm.
A quirky, whimsical, muscular little piece.
All right. So Caroline Shaw's arrangement of Stockhausen on the bill for June 25th when the Knights play at the Central Park Bandshell. Caroline, as you know, I love this piece. I was really delighted when it won the Pulitzer. Congratulations, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
This is Soundcheck.